Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
injecting this hour.
You're on the air.
Injecting this hour of neon jazz with the good lick of New Orleans. That was the Jambalaya Brass Band, led by its fearless leader, Rick Frank. That was the 2018 tune, Here They Come, off his latest release, the band's latest CD, Habana to New Orleans. So this band is New York City's ultimate New Orleans party band, and since 1998, they've been at it with a flavor straight from the streets of New Orleans, paying their respects to that unique musical tradition of New Orleans, incorporating a special blend of R&B, funk, gospel, traditional jazz, zydeco, Latin hip-hop, and bebop. It's true, they take it all together, and they make it their own sound. At the end of the day, the band takes listeners on a historical journey through New Orleans and that brass band tradition that's very deep. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Rick Frank talked about that.
New Orleans is a unique city in this country. It has its own culture, it has its own cuisine, and it has its own music, unlike any other city in this country. Many of the musics in this country are based on things that have come out of New Orleans. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, it's timeless in that way because it continues to grow and evolve but stay true to the roots. The guys that are playing in the brass bands, they came up playing traditional jazz.
Along with many live performances, they have been a part of many TV, film, and commercial projects like Where the Wild Things Are, two commercials for Southern Comfort, Tremmy, Life, a documentary, and so much more. Rick has been all over the place as a leader, tenor saxophonist, percussionist, and much more. He's performed with Duke Ellington's orchestra, Tremmy's brass band, the Hot 8 Brass Band, the Rebirth Brass Band, lots of brass bands, and he has already been inducted into the New York Blues Hall of Fame, and there's much more to do.
So what do you got when you got a big brass band?
I don't know. I guess you just have a lot of instruments.
I see. From the Department of Redundancy Department. So. Right. Let's see. Where were we?
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, right here. Welcome to Neon Jazz.
Okay.
This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz heroes from the old days of Count Basie, the Jay McShann, right on into the modern realm with the great Bobby Watson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to create new jazz echoes for the ages to dig.
And for the aged,
of course. We are an equal opportunity employer around here.
Indeed.
Keeping in that New Orleans frame of mind, here's the historic Preservation Hall Jazz Band. This is the tune Bill Bailey off the 2007 CD, The Essential Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and it's all essential. All aboard.
Come home. Yes, she cried to live long night. She said she would do the cooking and also pay the rent. She knew you didn't have a cent. She said, do you remember that rainy night? I kicked you out. nothing but a fine tooth comb. Ain't it a shame? She knew she was to blame. Bill Billy, won't you please come home? Bill Billy, Billy, come on home. Yes, she cried a live long night. She said she would do the cooking and she would pay the rent. She knew you didn't have a cent. Oh, do you remember that rainy night? Booted you out. Nothing but a fine tooth comb. It's a shame. Yeah, she knew she was to blame. Bill Billy, won't you please come home?
Frank from the Jambalaya Brass Band, and you are now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It's the place to be. We'll be right back.
That was keyboard cat Delvin Lamar with his organ trio live at KEXP in 2018 with the song Move On Up. So after years of playing at bands that inevitably fell apart, he landed in a different kind of group, one founded by his wife and manager, Amy Novo. So the Delvin Lamar organ trio came into an existence so her husband could fully focus on things that he does best, like writing and playing music. With a deep soul backbone augmented by jazz, rhythm, and blues, and even rock and roll, this Seattle trio brings a classical instrumental sound with a very fresh sensibility. All these cats knew each other in the local scene, and that was the local soul scene before they got together, and they have a great chemistry. Let's listen to a legend next on the show from Carmen Mercedes McRae. This is the 1972 tune, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, off the LP, I Want You, as you get this and much more here on Neon Jazz.
Don't whisper things to me you don't mean, for words deep down inside can be seen by the night. The night. From one that lies. The romance may have called in the past. My love for you will be everlasting and bright. As bright. Night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream, for I knew that I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sorrow. A thousand
here representing the Hugh Smith Quintet out of Detroit. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domingo.
That was the Detroit-based jazz band, the Hugh Smith Quintet, with the 2018 song, The Runaround, off the CD called Motion. And these guys, they're in motion. This band performs original music with purpose. The group is spearheaded by saxophonist James Hughes and trumpeter Jimmy Smith and features the rhythm section of Phil Kelly, Takashi Leo, and Nate Wynn. The quintet formed in autumn of 2012 with the purpose of promoting their brand of Detroit bebop, and it's great. They have fresh tunes, a tight ensemble work, very cool solos, and they have a lot of personality. And when I asked the founder, Jimmy Smith, during a recent interview, what it was like to perform live, something they do very well, this was his response.
Every time I get to play, I kind of think of that feeling of like listening to that mixtape in my bedroom when I was 15. There's something about it that I really identify with. I can't really put it into words. It's more of a feeling.
So as we move into Clifford Brown and Max Roach with the classic 1954 tune, Daoud, let's listen to Jimmy talk about hearing the song for the very first time.
The first time I heard, you know, jazz on my radio, I had a friend who his uncle was a jazz saxophone player. His uncle was mostly kind of a smooth jazz guy. My friend, his name was Cassie, and he came over to my house one day, and his uncle had made him a mixtape of, like, different jazz people. And I remember on the mixtape, the first track on there was Clifford Brown's Daoud. I heard that, and I, like, my mouth was on the floor. I thought it was so hip.
Hey, this is Ernie Krivda, Cleveland jazz tenor saxophonist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and you are very fortunate.
From the pride and joy of Cleveland and that great jazz tradition, this is the great Ernie Krivda. And that was the cut, Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening off the 2018 CD, A Bright and Shining Moment, joined by his Swing City.
Wonderful Hoagie Carmichael hit.
This whole album is full of gems like this.
Yeah, yeah, some of the great songwriters and standards.
And Ernie, I've talked to him before. He came down to the Blue Room, I think, about a year ago, and he is a very good stickler to that tradition of jazz, but he always puts his own little blend, and this CD is exactly what he's done. He's taken these changing times of jazz and molded it in with that old world, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's some of my favorite jazz.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this album presents a narrative of musicians that show growth and evolution. It's his 33rd release as a leader, and this guy has been around for 50-plus years. He's had a great career. He gets around, and as I mentioned, he came through Kansas City, and he keeps all of these towns in the Midwest on his radar. From the modern day jazz pianist and one charting extremely well these days, from her latest 2018 CD called Shiro's, this is the song Ain't No Mountain High Enough. A mantra for her as we keep climbing to the top of this jazz peak with Monica Herzig here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is EJ Decker coming to you from Greater Broadway in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
This morning you told me that you love me. This evening you tell me you want no part of me, baby. You'd better change your ways. You tell me that you love my kissing. Then later you tell me there was something missing, baby. You'd better change your ways. I've tried my loving out on many a girl. They tell me that my loving is out of this world. But you only call me when you've nothing to do. Well, I won't keep sitting and waiting for you. We could be so groovy, but your ways are only gonna make you lose me, baby. You'd better change your ways, Lord. Fretting for you now, baby. We could be so groovy, but your ways are only gonna make you lose me, baby. You'd better change your ways. Lord knows now that, baby, you'd better change your ways.
That was the solid big voice jazz baritone cat EJ Decker with the 2018 tune You Had Better Change Your Ways off the CD Bluer Than Velvet. So he spent years in rock bands and musical theater on the folk circuit, and he arrived in New York City's jazz scene in the early 90s, and he had a very distinct style. He was raised in a musical household. His mom was a pianist, and his dad happened to be a big band-era baritone who worked with many New York area bands of the day. He was drawn by his dad's big band discs and his older brother's sensibility for rock and R&B albums. But later on, he acquired that very distinct taste for jazz, and it stuck. It's the backbone to his versatility as a performer, and it's really the tapestry for his love of music. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, EJ explained.
I dig everything, so I'm going to play you everything. That's what it goes down to. I also have a really low boredom quotient. I can get bored in a heartbeat. So I want to be trying something new. And if I have to do just one thing, if I have to be pure, if I have to be doctrinaire somehow, I'm probably going to walk away from it. I need to be able to do anything that I've heard in my lifetime with all of those influences and put them through my horn now.
So one thing EJ has done in his life is he's caught some really good music live. And one of those happened to be the great Thelonious Fear Monk. So as we go into the tune, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Have a listen to EJ talk about it.
My oldest brother got into jazz in the 60s. I'm listening to Miles and Coltrane, and he dragged me along to a Monk concert. So I saw Monk when I was like 14, because Jimmy Smith was playing. Jimmy Smith was kind of my on-ramp. Jazz.
I know you. I walked with the ones upon a dream. I know you. The queen of your house is so familiar. I'm needed. I love
thank you.
That was the very talented Kansas City drummer Todd Stray with the song Once Upon a Dream off his very first solo project. It's hard to believe he's been around a long time. That was 2018 CD There'll Be Some Changes Made. And in between sets at the Green Lady Lounge recently, we caught up with Todd to talk about his debut CD after all of these years. Have a listen.
Well, my intention behind the CD was to dedicate each tune to a member of my family. Most are still living, some are not. But that was kind of the intent. So it isn't really to make money or anything. It was just to document at this point in my life, document, you know, the people that I know are the most important to me. Bill Mays is the piano player, and he began as a hero of mine, then became a mentor, and now he's a good friend. And he is very happy with it as well.
So in honor of summer and my girlfriend Amanda and that love of that pink bird, here's the Canadian jazz pianist and band leader Gil Evans with the song Where the Flamingos Fly off the 1991 CD Out of the Cool. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the recent winner of the American Broadcast Idol for 7 years in a row, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I got a fever for more cowbell.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us some of your cowbell. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, more cowbell. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Plink.
Bam.
Neon Jazz.